Considered when you spend your money at these mega corporations where it's going? Are you aware that your hard-earned money is being used to support political corruption, which leads to poor federal leadership, hurting our economy, contributing to the overall detriment of our society? This is heavy stuff to think about, I know, but it's time we fought back. Introducing Professor Toto's The Patriot Spying Club. Here, we are a club that gives you the power to invest in companies that uphold patriotic and conservative values your family can respect. Rather than spending your money with these major corporations, we've partnered with a direct consumer company that offers over 400 high-quality, sustainable, and effective products that can be delivered fast directly to your front door. So many patriots across America has joined us in this walkaway movement. Now it's your turn. Go to www.byebyewalmart.com to join Professor Toto's The Patriots Buying Club today.
America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Far distant land of common sense, a place where we all once lived. You'll find the Conservative College with Professor Toto. It is here where the foundational principles of our great republic are still taught and true patriots are still educated in the hallowed halls of this school of hope. Just like the iconic puppy from The Wizard of Oz, who found great joy in pulling back the curtain on the lies of the wizard, so does Professor Toto. Grab your seats. And welcome to the Conservative College. Class begins now.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the sacred halls of the Conservative College, where patriots find a warm, safe place to hide out from this crazy liberal world. Good evening to every one of you. It is so wonderful to see all of you here tonight. Many of you are watching on Roku. Many of you are watching at fhtv.tv. Many are watching on Rumble. Some are watching on Fakebook. I have so much good news to talk about tonight and some not so good news, but I promise you, it's all going to be a great class tonight. Why don't you call your friends? Why don't you call your fellow patriots right now? Send them this link and tell them to get in here and be educated. I thank God tonight that we made it to another Tuesday. This is TNT, Tuesdays and Thursdays with Professor Toto. It is September the 6th. That means that we are less than 30 days away from one of the greatest events of the year. So many of you are going to be meeting with me in our favorite little hiding place at Lake Gunnersville, Alabama. My Lord, y'all, the time is getting close. Man, what you talking about? We're going to have such a marvelous time. Can't wait to see all of you there, October the 5th through the 9th. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Man, it's going to be a great time. We have so many children's activities. We're having a big all-day cookout on Friday with our baptismal service that morning. And it's just going to be marvelous. And then I believe on Thursday or Friday, we'll have our TAPS meeting and give away all this money that we've raised to political candidates that are our kind of people. So it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to see all of you there. A quick reminder, this coming Sunday, your favorite neighborhood, friendly, humble, fluffy Professor Toto will be in the great state of what? Illinois. Collinsville, Illinois. I'll be flying up there this Saturday to read to children. If you've got children or grandchildren or just kids on the block and you'd like for them to, you know, Miss Linda Andreas put this together because she said, you know, I'm tired of seeing the transgenders reading to our children and we complain about it, but we don't offer an alternative. So me and Miss Linda Andreas, who is running for county clerk there, we decided to do something for the kiddos. So I'm really excited about that. Really looking forward to it. So I'll be in Collinsville, Illinois this Sunday. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait to see my friend Linda and join hands with her. It's going to be a great, great day. I do hope you can make it. Wow. Where do I even start tonight? There is so much to talk about. I have never been more excited about the midterms than I am right now. When I saw the judge rule in our president's favor for the special master, I just began singing real loudly, I told you so. Oh, I told you so. Because 2 days before that, I went live on Fakebook and I told all of you that the special master would get appointed. And I told you why you did not need to listen to the mainstream media. They were all saying, even the rhinos, the conservatives were all saying, it's too little, too late. But no. The problem is they don't think like President Trump. This was never about President Trump, you know, not letting the Justice Department see these documents. That's not what it was about. He was buying time to get through the midterms because he's in a juxtaposition. He's in a catch-22. I've explained it before. I'll explain it real quickly. He needs to announce he's running for president today. He needed to do it yesterday because that would immediately put all of these fake investigations on hold. There's just no way that they could arrest a political opponent in the United States of America. And so he could stop that if he announced his candidacy. However, if he does announce his candidacy, then the midterms become about him, and then the midterms get affected maybe for the Trump haters that might not vote for some of the people we need in office. And also, what if, God forbid, it's not going to happen, but the possibility is always there. What if we lost the midterms? Then Donald Trump would be in a horrible position because he would have to run for the presidency with a House that's in session at his next inauguration with their impeachment papers in their hand. So you've got these two problems. Announce, don't announce. So if you want to stop the problem, what do? You divert. You buy time to get you through these next 60 days. You just buy your time. And so that's what this special master was all about. But I'm fixing to show you the court documents. I've been reading them all day long today, 24 pages of the judge's order. And there is something very shocking in those documents. There is a confession in these documents that, now it's not shocking to me because I always believe that, but it's going to be shocking to those that have not seen this court order. So I'll be getting to that court order in just a few minutes. I'll read it to you. And it's really shocking. So it's a great, great day. The investigation must cease. In other words, they cannot use any of this. And I'll read that order in a moment. God has given a great victory to our president, and we give him all the glory, and we thank him for his faithfulness. All right, I want to take and show you something now, and I want you to watch real close. We're going to take you and show you what's called a dichotomy or an oxymoron, if you will. We're going to show you two sides and two total different stories. Watch closely.
Going on the east side in Wilmington and one of those old Victorian three-story apartment buildings. Then anything else? You realize that? The point is, we ask so much of you, so much of you.
I told you I was going to show you a dichotomy from one extreme to the other. Same town, same week, same town, same week, total different results. Joe Biden is speaking there in front of a couple of 100 unexcited people in a speech in a gymnasium in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. 4 days later, that's all, same county, same everything, Donald Trump comes to town, exact same town, and spoke in front of 12,000 people that were, the energy was through the roof, And the word on the street is there was 2,000 more people outside in Democratic Pennsylvania. So it's interesting to see the difference there, is it not? Would you like to see it again? I just sort of thought it was funny.
Going on the east side in Wilmington, and one of those old Victorian three-story apartment buildings. Then anything else? You realize that? The point is, we ask so much of you, so much of you.
My world of difference. That's the momentum going into the midterms. That's where we are. And every one of you that are coming to meet with me in Lake Gunnersville, for those of you that are people of faith, you're going to meet me, many of you, early in the morning at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I don't know exactly when it is, but on the side of the mountain there, and we're going to pray for a miracle in these midterms. We must. We have the momentum. We have the energy. We have the candidates. We have the people. They have the fraud and the deception. But there is one thing that we have without a doubt, and it's a God that sits high and looks low. He allowed their fraud 2 years ago for a very specific purpose. To wake America up to the level of corruption in our great nation. However, it is our sincere prayer that it did the job it was supposed to do, that it woke us all up, and that now our Father in heaven will stop the hand of the enemy. That's what we're going to be praying for. If you believe in the power of prayer, I'm calling you to Lake Gunnersville, Alabama. You can register free of charge at todosretreat.com. Todos, T-O-T-O-S, retreat.com. I want to show you something President Trump said when he went to Pennsylvania. My Lord, that crowd was through the roof. It was just mind-blowing. And I want to show you something he said, something that caught my ear, and I did a little research on it, and I'm going to come back and share that research with you tonight. Thank you for being in class with me this evening. Truly, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now listen closely.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens as threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth? The enemy of the state is him and the group that control him, which is circling around him. Do this, do that, Joe. You're going to do this, Joe, right?
So I kept wondering, who is he talking about that's circling around Joe Biden? So I began to do some research today, and I want to share that research with you. Before I do, in my monologue tonight, you cannot miss tonight's monologue. You just can't. Because I'm taking you to court tonight. You're officially subpoenaed to Judge Toto's courtroom, and we're going to go to court tonight in my monologue, because you, every one of you, my students, my friends, every one of you, my fellow soldiers, have been charged with 8 different crimes, and you've got to go to court tonight to find out if you're innocent or guilty. But before we do that, let me show you who Donald Trump is talking about when he talks about the people that's around Joe Biden. These people, I call them the Jezebel sisters, or the fraternity of the fairies. There are three women that are controlling Joe Biden. These three women are the acolytes of Obama. They are the daughters, not literally, but the political daughters of Barack Obama. Remember, everything can go back to Barack Obama. You can always point back to Barack. But there are three girls that are controlling Joe Biden. They are the Jezebel sisters. Here they are. This is a trio. Susan Rice, Avril Haines, and Lisa Monaco. And basically, I could start singing right now. The girls are back in town. Yeah, the girls are back in town. Because these girls are the three girls that Trump is referring to that has returned to the Biden administration from the Obama administration. Now, in 2019, Susan Rice wrote her memoir. And she wrote about these three women in her memoir. And I'm going to quote to you what she said. She said, in my last 2 years as the National Security Advisor, I was extremely fortunate to have the invaluable input, support, and counsel of my sisters, Avril Haines and Lisa Monaco. She calls them sisters. So now we have the Jezebel sisters. Here's another quote from her book. Never before has such small packages wielded so much power. We were confident in ourselves and each other. We would never let any outsider perceive, much less exploit, our differences. Woe unto anyone, especially any male counterpart, who tried to play one of us against another. That is the mark of Jezebel, the hate of male authority. That's why they're not worried about Joe Biden. He has no male authority. They know who's in control, and it's not Joe. So these three women were all part of the Obama administration. They have been sent back to guide Joe and to make sure that he is walking in Obama's ordered footsteps. Their sisterhood, as they call it, strengthened during a secret huddle. You don't know about this secret huddle. Professor Toto is about to enlighten you about a little secret huddle at the Jezebel Tavern with these three Jezebels. In 2016, where were these women? They were huddling, maybe cuddling, who knows? But in the months leading up to the presidential election, these three ladies were in a huddle from alleged intelligence collected by the CIA director, John Brennan. Haines, that was Haines' former boss. That's Haines right there on the left. There's Haines. Her former boss was John Brennan. And John Brennan had given Ms. Haines some information. Alleged Russia connections, the Kremlin, planning to sabotage the American election. So what did the Jezebel sisters do? The Jezebel sisters, they made such a twister when they tried to come back and control Mr. Biden. What did they do? These ladies convened a meeting, and they did it in the Situation Room. That's what they did. And they weighed the mounting evidence. Yeah, you know, the Steele dossier, all of that. The mounting evidence. They got together, the Jezebel sisters, and began to push this narrative from John Brennan in the Situation Room. That was reported, by the way, by the Washington Post in 2017. Now, Monaco, this is Monaco, not Monica, that was the other Democrat president, but Monaco right there on the right, she went to Capitol Hill with Coney Dog, James Coney, Coney Dogs. She went with Coney Baloney to Capitol Hill to do what? Oh, to warn the congressional leaders in both parties that Russia was up to no good. Bad boys. Bad, bad, bad boys. She was right there, the Jezebel sisters. You can always find a Jezebel controlling a man. And there they were. They were guiding this ship. They were the one pushing this agenda, pushing this narrative against Donald Trump. That's why I said the girls are back in town, because it's the same girls that started the first campaign against Donald Trump that is now surrounding Joe Biden. She went to Capitol Hill in a brazen attempt to sow discord about the legitimacy of the 2016 campaign. Monaco announced the intelligence community would conduct an assessment into how Russian hacking impacted the results. That's right. It was Monaco. Monaco. Monaco's handiwork quickly morphed into the phony collusion narrative for 2 years. The girls are back in town. Here they are. Now, after going their separate ways after the Obama administration had ended and President Trump was on the throne, I love to say that to drive the left crazy. Anyway, 4 years they went their separate ways. They're enjoying today a family reunion. Yeah, the Jezebel sisters, because all three of these Jezebels now hold very prominent positions in the third term of Barack Obama with Joe Obama. As a matter of fact, Rice is now Biden's domestic policy advisor. Haynes is Biden's director of national intelligence. Uh-oh. Anybody putting the pieces together so far? What was she under Obama? She was what? Working on national intelligence under Brennan? She's the one that started the attack on Donald Trump. It is not these men that are attacking Trump this whole time. It's been the Jezebel sisters. Anytime God raises up a man, Satan will raise up a woman to bring him down. And there they are. But this time it's three of them. And none of us realized that they were back in town in control of Biden's administration. And what is Monaco doing now? Monaco is Biden's deputy attorney general. The girls are back in town. Oh, yeah, they back. Yeah. I call them the Obama triplets. That's what they are. They're the Obama triplets, and they are inflicting woe on Donald Trump. They have continued what they started under Obama. They have continued it now in the Biden administration. So for all my prayer warriors out there, when you pray, there is your three hidden witches. Now, Monaco is overseeing the day-to-day details related to the criminal investigation of January the 6th. The prosecution that has resulted in the charges of 860 Americans with new arrests every week. It's her that's leading that charge. Monaco, gotta go. Anyway, so now listen to Donald Trump again and now see if he's trying to tell you something.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens as threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth? The enemy of the state is him and the group that control him, which is circling around him. Do this, do that, Joe. You're going to do this, Joe, right?
You don't think he knows what he's talking about now? Do this, Joe. Do that, Joe. And he said that they're circling around him. I just showed you the three witches of the West that are circling around him. And brothers and sisters, this is what our president is dealing with. It's the exact same enemies that started everything. So this is very important that we do not forget. That's right, Debbie Rising. Joe Jezebel got pushed out of the window and eaten by the Comey dogs and stomped by the horses. That is so, so true. Hey, can I take 60 seconds? Would y'all not get upset if I take 60 seconds and shout out to my friends tonight? My friends like, matter of fact, I was fixing to say Justin H, but it looks like Justin H is a troll, doesn't it? Ba-da-ba-da-boom. He said, the same man who asked the doctor to look into injecting us with disinfectant. Let me tell you something. Speaking of that, Jason, Justin H. I hope you're not still living with mom, by the way. But anyway, listen, I wondered, anyway, I wondered what happened. Hallelujah. I wondered what happened to monkeypox. Has anybody heard where the monkeypox went? Y'all remember it was spreading all over the world. And all of a sudden, monkeypox, can I tell you what happened to monkeypox? It was politically wrong because the monkeypox was coming from the sodomites. That's right. And it was making them look bad. So they just got rid of them old monkeypox. Amen. Let's see. Justin H., that is wonderful, my friend. You need to quit doing that. Take it from me. It don't pay off. And take it from me. They'll always get you, buddy. All right. That's wonderful. Oh, my. So let's do this. Let's talk about, let me do my shout outs. Adam Wingo. Sherry Jones from Illinois, Renee Lynchcombe, Democrats are crazy, Lynn Demisel, Kenneth Crawley, Ramon Valsercell, Cheyenne Havelt, Justin H., I'll give you a shout out too since you're running your mouth so much, Anna Rich and Melinda Jorgensen, Sharon Jeffrey, Ruth Rosario, Linda Garner, Anna Soladuk, Vicky Payne, let's run over to Rumble, Raphael Boo Boo, Thursday's Angel Gongi, Kager Twags, and let's go over to FHTV, Elizabeth Ponte, Victoria Doyle, Charity Mill, Salty Sandy, Marie Berry, Tim Hires, God bless every one of you tonight. Thank you all for being here this evening. Uncle Toto's, all my little nephews and nieces from Michigan. Hello to all the LaQuire children tonight. Every one of them. So many of them. We love the LaQuire babies. Cannot wait to see y'all in just a few days from now. And by the way, if you're watching, let me just show you real quickly. We just uploaded our two most recent sermons from last weekend. If you've not heard this sermon, you need to go watch it. It's on fhtv.tv or it's on Rumble. You need to go watch it. It's also on our secret YouTube channel. You need to go watch this sermon. Everybody needs to watch it. How to overcome the spirit of gossip. And then Friday night, we preached on the seven spirits of God. You need to go watch those sermons. They will bless you. All right, let's talk about the judge's order. The federal judge has called into question the DOJ's targeting of Donald Trump. The Department of Justice has called into question the Department of Justice targeting of Donald Trump. Now, what I'm fixing to show you in these court documents is that Joe Biden was unequivocally, without a doubt, the one responsible for the Mar-a-Lago raid. He lied through his teeth, and it's been proven in a court document. Now, the judge approved a special master. How many remembers last week when all the experts were saying there's no way that they're going to get a special master? Out of the question. Never happened, never going to happen. Anybody remember? Well, we told you it would happen. I told you so. We told you, and it happened. Just like that. Why? Because that's just the way it goes. Justice may be a long time coming, but when it comes, it doesn't take long. I want you to notice the heading of this court ruling. When I saw the heading of the court ruling, I just thought it was very interesting. It's 24 pages long, but look right there at the left. Donald John Trump versus the United States of America. And when I saw that, I said, you know what? That is prophetic. Because Donald Trump is literally fighting the entire corrupt infrastructure of the United States of America. Literally, both sides of the aisle, he is fighting them. So I thought that this, you're welcome, Elisa Kelly, Gino Young, God bless you, sir. It does sound prophetic, doesn't it? And listen to me. They are losing their minds. The left is literally losing their mind. Let's go see what Bubblehead has to say about it. They're losing their mind. I ain't never seen nothing like it. Let's go see what Bubblehead's got to say. Watch. Watch Bubblehead.
On earth, could a judge who made it through law school think that Donald Trump can take the property of the government, the federal government, take it home, and then have to have a special master decide whether they can investigate him?
Because she's biased and corrupt. Like, I don't know what to tell everybody anymore. Like, I've been saying this since he took office. When you allow Republicans to control the courts, you get nothing. Trump judges do not believe in the rule of law. They do not believe in precedent. They do not believe in facts. They do not believe in logic. They just believe in whatever is going to help Donald Trump.
Yeah, losing their minds. They're losing their minds that he got a special master. And now all judges that Trump appointed, none of them believe in the rule of law. None of them. They're all crooked, and not only are they crooked, but anybody that believes in MAGA, anybody is a threat to our nation. Just listen.
clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
So if you're MAGA, if anybody watching me tonight is MAGA, you are an extreme threat. You are like a you're worse than a Islamic regime diehard. You are in that same category tonight. You are there. But I want you to listen to why it is so important for you to hear my message about the Republic. I've spent the last 2 years trying to educate a group of people to help take back our Republic. And you may not have thought that it was that important, but what you're about to hear will prove to you the most important message that any podcaster is teaching today is the reality of our Republic, the rules of that Republic, the regimen of that Republic, the structure of that Republic. If you don't know the Republic, then when you hear things like you're about to hear right now, you will not understand how much under attack we are from these Looney Tunes. Just listen and see if you can hear what I hear, because it's bad. Listen.
Yet we see majority of Americans who disagree. And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
Okay, I got it. So if you're not with the majority, if you're not, how many times have I warned y'all about this? How many times have I told you they love their democracy? Because according to them, if you are not with, and I don't know who told this woman, this doll head from wherever, I don't know who told her she was in the majority. I don't know where she got this from, because them 81 million votes she talks about, well, darling, probably 30 million of them was dead, okay? You're not in no majority. But let's go along with her for a minute. According to her, you and I, because we are not thinking like them, we are a danger to this nation. This is where we are in America right now. It's real. It's getting real. They are saying it and they don't even care if what it sounds like. This woman just told you that because you don't think like her, you should be eradicated from the conversation. That your point of view, you know, America, freedom of speech, they don't believe in that. She just told you, if your speech don't line up with our speech, there's no room for that speech. You're in the minority.
Yet we see majority of Americans who disagree. And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
When you're not with where the majority of Americans are, that is extreme. Did you hear that? Is anybody awake tonight? Did you hear what this little thing just said? If you are not where the majority is, you have a mark on you, and we're going to get you. We're going to shut you down. Because there is no more freedom of speech in America without the return of Donald John Trump to the White House. my God, just listen to this. Listen to Curly, whatever I name it. Just listen to Curly and Mo and Larry and all of them.
Yeah, we see majority of Americans who disagree. And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
Then call me extreme, little Betty Boop. Call me extreme, little Betty Boop. You know why? Because I'll never be where you are. I'll never be where your so-called majority is, the one that doesn't believe in God, the one that doesn't believe in the power of prayer, the one that doesn't believe in church, the one that doesn't believe in the nuclear family, the one that doesn't believe right and wrong, the Ten Commandments. Then I will always be extreme. Just give me a shirt. Somebody get me a t-shirt that says I'm extra. I'm extra-eme. I'm extra-eme. Just call me extreme, because that's what I'm always going to be. But she's not by herself, ladies and gentlemen. It'd be one thing if little Betty Boop was by herself, but she's not. No, she is joined by the most powerful man in the known world. The sitting resident of the United States of America, a man that wields more power than any other man on planet Earth, the leader of the free world, has now declared war on you, the citizens of his nation. He made a primetime speech. I'm sure you've seen it. Thursday. And it sure sounded like a man that was preparing to criminalize Trumpism. Not just Trump, but the Trump harvest, the Trump mindset. You know, that mindset that's called MAGA? Yes. Let's take MAGA out of it and let's say the word. Make America great again. Don't fundamentally change it, Barack Obama. She is a wonderful nation with freedom and liberty. So if you believe that America doesn't need to be changed, if you believe she was great and that she should be made great again, you now have a president that has avowed that he is your enemy and you are his. He has officially declared war on everyone that believes in making America God's again. You're not in a war with a Chinese dictator. You're not in a war with Russia. We are in a war with madness that sits in the seat of the scornful. In our White House. But I promise you one thing. If God can find one small group of people called Gideon's Army that will come together in faith and stand in the fire, we can see the downfall of this demonic despot that has declared war on the very best that this nation has to offer. As he walked on the stage Thursday night, he hobbled on that stage. But when he got to the podium, the drugs must have kicked in that Jill had just given him. Something hit him when he got up there. I know what that something was. The power of Satan himself. Yeah. Just like Senator Palpatine in Star Wars. Can barely walk until Satan touches him, and then he becomes this rough and tough, but he's a coward without Satan's power. When he came there, the drugs kicked in and he delivered a commanding speech. Oh yes, by his standards. He started off real hoarse, but like a pro, he managed to get over it fumbled over the first few words, and then Satan took over. It's the same thing when a preacher gets up to preach. We stumble over those few words until the Holy Spirit shows up and takes over the mind and the vocal cords. And same thing happens with Satan and his ministers, of which Joe Bama is one of those ministers. These three Jezebel sisters are those ministers. I don't care who don't like what I've got to say. If you don't want me to talk, you know how to get rid of me, but you can't do it until my angels allow you to do it. I'm going to tell the truth if it hair lips your mama or your daddy or the devil. I don't care. What operates the entire Democratic Party and most of the Republican Party is Satan and the fallen Nephilim that operate through these human leaders. Joe Bama didn't have the power to make that speech, but all of a sudden, he changed before our eyes. You know, the man that stumbles everywhere he goes. And then, the background. You saw the background. If not, I'm fixing to show it to you. He tried to set up the... Listen, they spend weeks preparing these speeches. Joe Bama spent weeks preparing this speech and the background. This was something that was set up by Satan himself. It was set up to look like a judgment and a warning. Look at the warning. Look behind me. Look at the darkness. Look at the power of the military. Look at them. Be scared, MAGA. You be very scared, MAGA. I'm coming for you. Come on, buddy. Come on. Because they that are for us are greater than those that are against us. We will win in the end. Your kingdom will fall. You will not get by with what Satan has used you for. Yahweh, the God of Israel, will get the final say. You can believe that. You can mark that down. Let me show you. Let me show you. It was here on this stage that Joe Biden charged you with 8 counts of a crime. But now hold on. Hold on. Hold on. We cannot go to court yet. Hold on. Y'all hold on. Don't go nowhere. Yep. We got to go to court. Hold on. I'm coming. Y'all don't go nowhere. Oh, yeah. Professor Toto has just turned into Judge Toto. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now court is officially in session. I need something to hit the desk with. Yeah, we're going to court. Because if you're watching me tonight, you are accused of 8 crimes. 8 of them. And we're going to have to find out tonight. I'm going to break this liar, his accusations down. And I'm going to prove to you he don't know what he's talking about. And I'm going to prove to you tonight that you are innocent of some of these charges and guilty of some of these charges, okay? Let's go find out what these charges are. Listen carefully.
Here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people.
There's 4 of the 8 charges against you. There's the first 4 of the 8 charges against you. Now, you've been accused. You are MAGA. You've been accused of these crimes. Oh, yeah, here, I got something. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. The court is now in session with the accuser, Dumb Bunny Biden, and then with all of the defendants that are out there, please, well, don't worry about rising. Some of y'all's in bed right now. But anyway, the court is now in session. Are you guilty or are you innocent? Because you've been accused. Now, let me tell you what this was. This is hate speech. I want you to take the word MAGA out of what he said. And I want you to put in black, Jewish, Chinese, fat, skinny. He took a group of people, since they're so tolerant, he took a group of people and gave a hate speech. A hate speech is what he gave to every one of you. He said the word democracy over 30 times in this speech. And here's a quote. He said, MAGA Republicans have made their choice. Yes, we have. Okay, that's another charge. That's 9 charges, Karen. Okay, I'm guilty of that one. Guilty. Guilty of what? Having made our choice. They embrace anger. No, 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 no. We embrace reality, and you call that anger, dummy. I'm innocent of that one. That's 10 charges. I didn't even add these charges in. They thrive on chaos. That's charge number 11. I'm innocent of that because I don't like chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. Liar, I'm innocent. I live in the light of truth. And I come here every Tuesday and Thursday to expose the truth and to remove the shadow of lies. So I'm innocent of that. You, beloved, are hated in America. I mean, what if he would have got up and said, black people are a threat to our democracy? What if he'd have got up and said Chinese people? He did. He said MAGA people. He called you out in hate speech. We are a group that is hated by the resident of America. You, according to him, are the greatest enemy of this nation. You pose a grave threat. He gave a primetime address declaring war against Make America Great Again. I want you to think about that. Think about it. He spent that time declaring war. Now, the court is about to take up this case. The Honorable Toto is now residing or presiding. What is it? I'm presiding. Number one, the first charge against us is we represent extremism. That's the charge against you, that you represent extremism. All right, I need some evidence. I need some lawyers to help me here. I wake up every morning. I go brush my teeth, go to the restroom, put gel in my hair, go spend a little loving time with my wife, go to work, take care of the bills, go to church. I believe in a God that created everything and that he's got a law and that we should all live by that law. I pay my tithes, pay my bills, don't owe nobody. Karen, is that extremism? KK, I got to make a ruling. Is that extremism?
Not at all.
Okay. I'm innocent. All right. Are you innocent tonight of extremism? Okay. All right. There we go. Charge number two. You are a threat to America. That's charge number two. You are a threat to America. No, I'm innocent of that charge. Number three, the third charge is you do not respect the Constitution. Can y'all believe he said, somebody said, give this man a gavel. So the third charge is you do not respect the Constitution. Sir, it is us, MAGA people, that defend the Constitution from people like you night and day. Because, sir, you are so non-defensive of the Constitution, you don't even know we're a republic. You don't even know your Constitution, sir. We live night and day to abide by the Constitution instead of your mask mandates. It was us abiding by the Constitution that stood up against your behind during COVID-19. It was me as a pastor that read the Constitution that told me that you can make no law limiting my freedom of religion. It was because I knew that Constitution that I helped to get thousands of people out of your vaccine. So, nope, I am innocent. Oh, I hit myself right in the head. I am innocent, dummy, of not respecting the Constitution. I'm innocent. The rest of y'all are innocent. Alan Trost said, I wore a uniform to protect the Constitution. Exactly right, my friend. So I'm going to call all of y'all innocent, okay? All of y'all are innocent. Officially, Judge Toto has spoken. All right. Charge number five. That we MAGA people do not believe in the rule of law. Oh my God, please. Please. We don't believe in the rule of law. Let me do something real quick. Let me go back and let you hear the charges again real quick.
Here tonight, equality and democracy are here tonight. Equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people.
Okay, we don't believe in the rule of law. Well, who was it that believes in going and voting on the day of voting according to the Constitution? Who is it that believes in legal immigration according to the rule of law? That would be me truly, yours truly. Who believes in abiding by the law? It is MAGA. It is MAGA. We believe in abiding by the rule of law so much that we call you out as fake because of that law. Yeah. We are the ones in your face because we believe in the rule of law, calling you illegitimate. Yeah, that would be us, MAGA, the threat to America. No, no, no. We're a threat to the enemies of America that's sitting in our White House. So, I'm innocent of that charge. You're innocent. Everybody out there, wipe your forehead and go, whoo, you ain't got to do no jail time on that. You're innocent. But there's one more charge that I'm worried about. It's the sixth charge. I'm really worried about this one because I don't have no bond money tonight, and I'm not trying to go to jail, but I may be guilty of this one. The sixth charge was that we do not recognize the will of the people. Guilty. Guilty. I could care less about the will of the people. You know why, Joe? Because I'm innocent of not believing in the rule of law, like you just said. I believe in the rule of law so much because I believe in the republic so much that I could care less about the will of the people because the people are subject to the law. And it doesn't matter what the will of the people is, you dummy. If their will violates the law, like fake voting, the will of the people doesn't matter. Don't you understand that? So I'm guilty. Corinda, I'm going to need bond money. I'm going to jail for that one. All right. That's not all the charges. You thought I was done? This is night court. We do this all night at night court. We ain't going nowhere. We got more charges that you've been accused of. Listen to the new charges. You got more. That was six.
We accept the results of a free election, and they're working right now as I speak in state after state to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
It is with great reluctance that I have agreed to this calling. I love democracy. I love democracy. I love democracy. I love democracy. I love democracy.
All right. We got some new fresh charges from the district attorney. Charge number seven, we refuse to accept the results of a free and fair election. I'm going to spit my false teeth out on that one. I'm going to spit my false teeth out, and I don't even have false teeth, but I'm going to spit them out on that one. I don't even know. I need to file for a motion to quash, Your Honor, because that charge is stupid. Especially coming from him. We refuse to accept the result of a free election. About like y'all did in 16 when the Russians stole it and you wasn't accepting the result of a free election. Charge number eight. We, you and I, that would be us. MAGA, that would be us. You and I, according to his charge, are working right now in every state to give power over elections into over the state to partisans and cronies. All right, let me show you how dumb he is. The Constitution says, you know, the one that we don't respect, that the power over the election in a given state does not belong to the people. It belongs to the legislature, which are the representatives of the people. He said that you and I, right now in every state, we are working to return elections back to partisans and cronies. In other words, our state legislatures. Yeah, but now remember the charge earlier, we don't respect the Constitution or the rule of law. It is the rule of law that demands us to turn the power of elections over to partisans and cronies. So, I reckon I'm guilty of that one. I'm going to jail twice. I'm guilty of that one. I am definitely trying to turn the power of elections back over to the legislature. All right. We got one more charge. We are undermining democracy itself. Guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged. Oh, I'm guilty as charged. I'm undermining democracy so the republic will rise. Oh, I'm guilty as charged. Yeah. So that last one, I'm going to jail three times, looks like that we are undermining democracy. You better believe it, Uncle Joe. We're trying to destroy democracy and revive our republic, which looks nothing like your democracy. I realize you love democracy, Joe, because your brother, Senator Palpatine, you know, the evil emperor of Star Wars, he loved democracy. I love democracy. I love democracy. I love democracy. I hate it. You know why? Because whenever you have democracy, you have people standing at the podium saying what this little Betty Boop said. Whenever you have a democracy, this is exactly what you wind up with. The minority becoming extreme, while the majority mocks and takes away all the rights of the minority. So yes, we're guilty of undermining democracy itself. We're planning to restore the republic. That's my plans. That's what God's called us to do. That's why we're coming together to try to eradicate democracy like this.
Yeah, we see majority of Americans who disagree. And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
Yeah, I'm trying to undermine that. Yes, I'm sorry. So I was guilty of three charges tonight. And so y'all pray that somebody put money on my books and I can get me some ramen noodles because I'm guilty. I realize it was a little funny tonight, but it's deathly serious. It really is. I want to show you real quickly the real enemy of America. I want to show it to you. And you're going to find out that normally when people accuse you of something, they are projecting who they are onto you. They want you to be as bad as they are. So therefore, they accuse you of the very things they hate about themselves. I'd like to prove that to you right now. Okay? Watch carefully. You'll see what I'm talking about.
When the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. And they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. The willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. More and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever.
There's no place for political violence in America. And I got me a new gavel, y'all. Guilty as charged. Barack Obama, number two, you are the one that believes in violence in this nation. What you have accused us of, you did it and continue to do it on a daily basis. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for America. May she be great again. And it's coming. Trust me, it's coming. Hang tight. Don't you ever give up. You stand on your morals and your principles, and you watch what God is about to do for these wonderful United States of America. Thank you for joining me tonight. May the God of heaven richly bless you and keep you, is my prayer.